know what the average new car note is? Does anybody know what that is? The average new car note is $730. $730, right? So, and by the way, some of you are saying you can't hear me. Give me a yes if you can hear me. Give me a quick yes. Let me know you can hear me okay, because I'm kind of worried now. Somebody said they can't hear me. I want to make sure I'm coming through all right. Give me a quick yes if you can hear me all right, because I want to make sure my audio is good. I don't know what's going on with that. All right. So I see some yeses. Okay, great. Thank you. All right. Awesome. That's perfect. I was really worried. I kept seeing people say I can't hear and stuff like that. So I was just checking to make sure it was okay. All right. So here's where we're, so let's start here with this. What I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of give you the end of the story before I give you the middle and the beginning. The end of the story is that the economy is shifting in ways that I would define to be fundamentally unhealthy, in ways that I would define to be almost a little bit scary, a little bit nerve-wracking, and also in ways that I find to be a little bit unfortunate and unnerving because they were unnecessary. So there's a lot of uns. So I'm gonna be a big onion on that. There's a lot of uns: unnecessary, unfortunate, unnerving, all these things. And the thing is that it's critically important. Financial consciousness and financial awareness is very important in this environment, because what awareness does, what consciousness gives you an opportunity to do, is it gives you an opportunity to shift your habits. You see, if you're not conscious, then what you do is you lean on your subconscious mind. You lean on what's already there. You just do things the way they've always been done. And I'm just going to tell you, I think in this economy, that's a very dangerous way to think about money and economics. I think that's a very dangerous way to view the world, because the world is changing. And as the world is changing, you have to change with it. And so this is one of the reasons why I really think that all intelligent people, and I say intelligent Black people, in serious Black people that I want to bring into this platform, but some of you are not Black, and that's okay too. You can learn from us as well, but you really have to shift how you approach things, okay? So here's the deal. So according to this study, I gave you guys the link to join the stock market class on Tuesday, right? Okay, so here's what I wanted to mention. When you come and you learn how to invest, one of the best things you can do, in my opinion, is to bring your family. And the reason I say that is because journeys are easier when you're traveling in a group, right? Like if I want to go climb Mount Everest, especially if I've never done it before, I should probably bring other people with me. If I was on a slave plantation in 1688 and I'm trying to escape to the north, I should not try to just go by myself, right? I should bring other people with me. When you're trying to form a new habit or break out of the prison of your old way of thinking, well, then accountability groups are really helpful too. There are studies that show that if you want to lose weight, for example, just get a cohort of people that want to do the same thing, and you'll start losing weight because you'll have peer pressure working in your favor as opposed to against you. Everybody's affected by peer pressure. So part of the reason that on Tuesday when we do our first share of stock training, and again, it's really stock market for beginners. So if you consider yourself a beginner, then this is for you. And if you don't have the link, if you don't see the link, just text the word stock to 87948 and I'll send you the link. And I can make sure you get a copy of the link to join. So text the word stock to 87948. I'm going to send that link out again one more time, probably tomorrow. So bring your family. Again, it's $99. It's going to change your life. You can bring all your kids, you can bring your parents, you can bring your spouse, you can bring your cousin, you can bring your whole church. You can have 200 members in your church and all of y'all share one $99 payment and you can educate the whole church. And then next thing you know, the whole church will be operating on a higher frequency. And so this is the guarantee. This is the guarantee that I can give you, is that hanging out with us in the Black Business School will elevate your economic consciousness. Hanging out with me, I will have you understanding economics in a very different way and seeing things differently. A lot of you already know this, but some of you are new. So that's part of the reason why I would repeat this, just to make sure you understand that this is not hocus pocus. All right. So let's hop into this conversation here. So again, the event is Tuesday at noon. And if you can't make the live event, you can still get the recording. It's yours for life and you can share it and all this other stuff. All right. So here's what I wanted to also dig into is not just what's going on, but I want to dig into why it's happening this way. Like I want to look at, when we talk about this, what I consider to be almost like a type of economic danger, because this is driven from the top. There are people that are at the top that can pull the levers on the economy. There are people at the top who can do things, almost like the Wizard of Oz, and cast a spell on the economy and make the economy go left, make it go right, make it go up, make it go down. These financial, so-called financial wizards, that's what they claim to be. They're able to sort of manipulate things in a certain way, and sometimes they do it right, sometimes they do it wrong. And the number one Wizard of Oz in this economy is the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell has an enormous amount of power. I know people like Jay Powell. I went to school with people like him. You go through your PhD program and you hear, well, so and so just got hired at the New York Fed, or so and so just got hired at the Denver Fed, right? And you would just sort of see this as you're going through grad school. Like I could have ended up working at the Fed. The difference was that people that worked at the Fed actually were like the lower tier graduates. So if you were lower tier, you went to work at some place like the Fed. If you were higher tier, you got a university position, right? So, but the chairman of the Fed is pretty much like kind of like one of the economic kings. These are the people that are really well trained, really good at what they do. So I have a lot of respect for these people. But the problem is that sometimes they just get it wrong. And also the challenge that, then this is a bias that I want you to understand, is that they come from very elite spaces. Like Lawrence Summers, who is a guy from Harvard University, who he was a president at Harvard, and he's a smart guy. And I remember reading a lot of his research papers when I was in graduate school. He's very good at what he does, but he also comes from a very elite background. I think his uncle won the Nobel Prize. And there's kind of this thing where they tend to see the world through the eyes of rich white men. That's my point. That's what I'm getting at. In the field of finance, one of the reasons why it was so difficult to finish my doctorate, I was the only African American on the planet, male or female, to get a doctorate in finance that year in 2002. It was difficult because it was a white man's game. It just was, and so these biases that we all know about, right? We all know that white people and black people see the world differently. Give me a yes if you agree. I think things like the OJ trial showed me, or showed all of us, that whites and blacks don't see the world the same. That we just don't. If you look at the OJ trial and they asked black people, is he guilty or did he do it? 76% of black people said no, and then 76% of white people said yes. It was something crazy like that. So we see the world differently, right? And so as a result, and then there's not only the racial difference, there's the economic difference, right? So you're not just talking about white versus black, you're talking about rich and white versus everybody else. And wealthy white males just tend to have an enormous amount of control and power in the economy. And sometimes that can be accompanied with a certain kind of arrogance and perhaps a lack of empathy for those who are not in that category. So when they're making policy decisions, I want you to understand the lens through which the people making these important policy decisions are looking at the world. They're not looking at the world through the eyes of a poor black woman. They're just not. They can't see that. They're not thinking in that particular light. And they're not seeing what you and I might see, in the experience that we had, right? So here's my point. Here's where I'm getting at with this. Okay, so now that you know the lens through which they see the world, that'll help you understand the policies that were put in place. So here's the deal with some of the policy. This issue with car notes being really high. And I started off mentioning that to you, that the average car note in America for a new car is $730. It was not like that before the pandemic. Before the pandemic, let me see, I did some research here. I got some data. Let's see here. Before 2019, car payments were much, much lower. In 2018, the average American paid, sorry, Americans paid $554 on new vehicle leases. So that number's gone up to $730. After 2019, there's been a notable rise in average car payments. This increase is attributed to several factors, including higher vehicle prices and increased interest rates, which have escalated financing costs. In 2023, in the third quarter of 2023, the average monthly payment for new cars was $736, which is a 4.5% increase from the previous year and a substantial 32% increase from 2019. The rise is also reflected in the share of $1,000 plus monthly car notes. So there is a large percentage of people that are paying more than $1,000 per month on their car. Some of you may know people who are doing that. Some of you may be in this room. About 17.5% of all Americans are paying more than $1,000 a month on their car. Now, if you want to understand how much money that is, and I'm not judging you. I'm okay with you driving your Bentley and stuff, or your Benz. Like, keep driving it. I'm happy for you. But let me try to help you understand what happens when, if you are in the category of those who might spend that much money on a car note, and you don't also put that same amount of money, say, in your investment account, stuff like that. Well, remember the $5 a day plan, which is the wealth plan that every family can apply to make sure your children never have financial problems for their entire life. The $5 a day plan is $150 a month. And off that $5 a day plan, on average, again, you can't predict the future, but on average, and we've talked about these numbers, at the age of 10, your kid has $29,000 liquid. That puts them ahead of most Americans. Most Americans don't have $29,000 liquid. At the age of 20, they've got about $102,000 liquid, which puts them into elite status. Most white people don't have that much money, at least most white 20-year-olds. And then by age 30, they're about $245,000. Or $250,000 liquid. And then by the age of 40, you're talking about $750,000 liquid, right? So this is a simple, straightforward process. Again, blackwealthmasterplan.com is where you can find the $5 a day plan. This is what we offer in the Black Business School so that you can join for free, or you can get access to that for free. All right, now remember though, the cardinal example that we just gave is not $150 a month, it's $1,000 a month, right? So you're talking about a number that's about seven times greater, right? So take these numbers and multiply them by seven, and this is what you would have if you took that same amount of money and instead of putting it toward the car, or in addition to putting it toward the car, you put it toward the future of your children or the future of your family. So that number, so that $29,000, if you multiply that by seven, you get $210,000. So after 10 years, your kid has $210,000 instead of $102,000. You're looking at about $700,000, let's roughly, ballpark, give or take a few thousand, right? So your kid's 20 years old, they got $700,000. Instead of $250,000, you're looking at, what's $250,000? Let me see, $250,000 times eight, it gets us almost to 2 million. So let's say about, I don't know, let's be conservative, about 1.6 million at the age of 30. And then instead of $750,000, you multiply that number by seven, you get about $5 million roughly. Let's say roughly 5 million, more like 4.7, 4.8. So here's what I'm saying. Here's where I want to get to. Okay. I'm going to pause and I want you to hear. Here's what I want you to get. If you are in that category of people that maybe spends $1,000 a month on a car note, you're building a tremendous amount of generational wealth for somebody else. You're literally making somebody else's child a multi-millionaire. Again, it's not the $1,000 car note that is the issue. It is the fact that the $1,000 car note sometimes is acquired without an equivalent investment in yourself, right? Do you follow what I'm saying? Give me a yes if you're following what I'm saying. Okay, it's not to say that there's anything wrong with spending. You could have a $2,000 car note if you want to, but it's like eating your ice cream before you eat your vegetables. It's doing the unfortunate things or the unnecessary things before you do the necessary things. Do you understand? And so if you look at this, so the next time you see somebody driving down the street in a Hellcat or some car that you know costs an insane amount of money, I think the question would become, are you equally, the same amount of diligence that it took and the amount of discipline and commitment and sense of urgency that it took to get that Hellcat, did you have that same amount of discipline and urgency when it came to investing for your future and the future of your kids? So do we understand this? Give me a yes if you're following. I want to make sure it's clear. I'm not saying that Dr. Boyce is going to shame you if he sees you in a nice car. Okay, let me know if you get this. I'm not saying that I'm gonna look you up and down when you get out of your Bentley or your Mercedes. I hope you understand that. I'm not doing that to you. I'm not one of those people. I'm not a person who's gonna slap the Starbucks coffee out of your hand because you spent $7 on the latte. I'm not saying that at all. Get your damn $7 latte. They're good. It's okay. I do it too. What I'm saying is handle your business. That's it. Stand on your business. And I can tell you it's a process for everybody. We're all breaking out of this culture. We're all affected by slave culture. All of us are affected by bad habits that somebody else gave us. I still fight them all the time, every day. Every year, if you've been on this platform, you'll notice that I evolve in terms of how I approach things every single year because I'm fighting my slave habits. I'm trying to stand on business. I'm trying to cut out BS and nonsense. Okay. And so, for example, in this space, when people come in and say crazy, weird things or bring in immaturity from the internet, I instantly block them. Like they get blocked from life. I push them out. I say, you gotta go. Sometimes I don't even announce it. I just delete them. I just ban them because it's okay. This isn't for you. We don't have time for this. We're trying to move forward. We're trying to learn. We're trying to grow. Okay, so with that being said, let me read a little bit more about what's going on with the car notes. And also, just a reminder, I'm going to be in Philadelphia. Jay Ortiz is hosting the Get Money Fest on the 18th, and it's really great for independent business people that want to figure out how to generate income from what they're doing or how to build wealth from the work that they're doing. And so if you are in that category, then feel free to come. It's kind of a fun event. They're going to do music and art and everything else, but also they're having financial panels. So that's going to be May 18th. The URL is getmoneyfest.com. I think he's giving away some free tickets. So if you want to, just go to the site, getmoneyfest.com, and join us in Philadelphia on the 18th. Feel free. I'll be there. All right. So let me read more about this issue with car notes. Okay, so it says here that there's basically an affordability crisis when it comes to cars. They said that effectively a car of say $25,000 is considered to be kind of a unicorn. It's extremely rare that most cars cost much, much more. The Chinese are coming in actually and really stomping the electric vehicle market because they're actually offering cars that are as low as $10,000 or something. And in fact, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen went to China to basically tell them, like, stop dumping your cars on our market because you're going to drive our companies out of business. And that's interesting in terms of protecting your economy. This is something that the black community doesn't do very often. It's they don't really. We don't really protect our economies, right? Like, so the way you have people that come from other communities that set up shop in black neighborhoods and end up, just making all the money, from the black community there. They'll come from some other country and set up a corner store or a gas station, and we just buy from them and don't think about who we're giving our money to. The U.S. government does not do that. They protect their businesses pretty diligently. So when they saw the Chinese companies coming in and pretty much killing U.S. EV companies by dumping supply onto the market at really low costs, she just went over there and said, stop it, cut it out, right? Or we're going to put tariffs on your products and make them more expensive so that people can't, so people can't buy your stuff. So anyway, long story short, this sort of protectionism is something that I think we should consider in terms of defending black dollars in the same way, right? Because basically, with cars, let's circle back to the car note issue. So with cars, basically, what's been going on is that for American cars and for most of the cars that are out here that are not EVs, the car notes have just been going up, up, up. A lot of it has to do with higher interest rates. Also, the increase in the money supply from the Fed that caused a lot of problems. And these inflationary issues are not going away. Your big danger in the economy right now is something called stagflation. Stagflation is where you have both a slowing economy and high inflation, where the economy's slowing down and inflation's high. So what happened was the pandemic occurred, and they were worried about the economy slowing down. What's crazy is that it never slowed down, not one bit. But they were worried about it slowing down, so they started to inject cash into the economy. Well, when you inject cash into the economy, what happens is that you're stimulating the economy, But you're also creating an inflationary issue that you have to deal with. So that's why you saw inflation get super, super high. That's why you started seeing all these things, doubling in price and all this other crazy stuff, like auto insurance, for whatever reason, is insanely high. And they didn't have to do any of that. They really could have not done a single thing to the economy and everything would have been fine. But they didn't really know that at the time. But when even when they did know that, they were so hesitant to adjust course that they just didn't do anything. Because also, if you remember, a lot of you that were buying stocks around 2020, at the start of the pandemic, you were making money hand over fist. Anybody remember that? Anybody remember stocks going up 30, 40% in a day, or prices doubling in a week? Anybody remember that? Like how much money people were? I mean, I don't know if y'all remember, but I remember specifically. I was sitting right in front of you, talking to you every day, like I'm doing right now. And I remember saying, like, okay, it should take on average 12 to 14 months for the bear market to end, because the market had just crashed right at the start of the pandemic. And I was stunned. I was shocked, because it didn't take 14 months. It took about 3 weeks. And so during that time, you would be able to buy a stock for $100 and have that stock be worth 250, a month later, which was unprecedented. It was crazy. So basically, the economy wasn't doing bad. The market wasn't doing bad, but they kept pumping all this money into the economy, just pump, 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 pump. And they were doing it in a very sloppy way. And again, because the policymakers are a bunch of rich white guys who are not in touch with the average American, their friends were the ones who were getting really rich from this. If you ran a business that was adjusted for the pandemic and prepared to deal with the pandemic, you made a ton of money. It was never easier to get loans for your business. A lot of businesses were getting major grants. Harvard University said that they just randomly put a check for $15 million in their bank account. And they were like, we didn't even ask for the money. We sent the money back. We're like, why are you giving us money? We don't need money. We're Harvard. We have a $50 billion endowment. But that's how they were making it rain on their friends, which really goes back to something I remember hearing Rahm Emanuel say in Chicago, where he said, if you're a good politician, you never waste a good crisis. So they see crisis scenarios as opportunities to get paid, because then government funds just get released. My wife and I own stock in Moderna, one of the companies that made one of the jabs. You know what I'm talking about. And that company stock in went up, I want to say 600-700% during the pandemic, because they were making more money than they'd ever made before. So this is what happened. So the aftermath of this is multifold. One, government debt is $35 trillion. It grows by about $1 trillion every 3 months, so it's probably 36 or 37 trillion by now. So it grows every 3 months. It grows by about $1 trillion, so at least per year. So in the next, say, 5 years, it's not going to be 36, 37 trillion. It's going to be more like 52, 53 trillion. It's not going to slow down. Number two, when you look at inflation, a lot of you have noticed the prices of everything going up. It's gotten kind of crazy. That's a big deal. Number three, the gap between the rich and the poor has really continued to stretch. Because if you notice in the pandemic, what you saw was feast or famine. You saw businesses that were doing better than they'd ever done, and then you saw businesses that were just dying. If you go to a lot of downtowns and people that own restaurants and stuff like that, or people who didn't have their books together where they could go in and get some of these PPP loans, these businesses died. These businesses are gone. They're never coming back. And so that was another shift in the economy. And then AI is going to further increase that gap, right? So here's where I want to kind of get to. The car note is kind of a symptom of a bigger issue. Do you understand? The whole idea of car notes being insanely high and the average American only being able to afford a $400 car note, that's just one of about 50 things happening that I could describe to you that would explain the shift in this economy. Workers' wages did not go up even as inflation went up. So here's what I want to kind of leave you with in terms of actionable steps and understanding. Number one, everybody has to invest, period. Everyone should be investing in the stock market, period. Most of this time during the pandemic, where all these gaps were occurring, all these issues were occurring, the stock market's been going up, up, up. It hasn't stopped. Real estate's been going up, up, up. So over time, if you can be a property owner, everybody should be a property owner. The only thing stronger than inflation is something they call asset inflation.└װ     װ││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││község││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││></││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││></││����─││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││─││││││></││││││││││││││││����││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││││ Asset inflation is the rate of growth in the value of financial assets, including things like real estate, stocks, bonds, crypto, and all that stuff. So asset inflation has been insanely high. So all the rich guys have been getting richer during this whole period. They're not struggling at all. The other kinds of inflation that have been pretty strong are things like the cost of healthcare and the cost of college tuition. All these institutions are able to take advantage of these sort of distorted perspectives when it comes to how the economy is being run. And the distortion is unfortunate because what happens is they tend to overfeed some sections of the economy and then they starve out others. And so I don't want you to be in the section where you're being starved out. I want you to go to the section where the money's at. So this is one of the reasons why I say to you that if you're a person that wants to get the fancy car and have the big car note, just put the same, make sure you put the same amount of money in the stock market on a consistent basis. Also, the other thing that the other mistake I don't want you to make is I don't want you to be short-sighted. I have had people that have said to me, when we did the stock option summit, there was a person who said, yeah, I bought, five stocks last year and they've been doing really bad and they really dropped and I'm thinking about switching and everything else. And I said, I'm not going to tell you what to buy and not to buy because I don't give investing advice. You guys know this, right? You do understand this is not investing advice, right? I have to explain that. Like, for example, when there's a black-owned business like the Tulsa Fund or something and it doesn't do well, I say, look, I support these businesses. When I see them, I say, hey, so go take a look at it. It's a black-owned business, but that's not my business. I don't know what these people are doing exactly, but I do know that they're black and I do think that you should give them a try if you are interested, but you have to do your due diligence. Okay, so I want to make that clear. I'd like to get a yes from you to know that this is not an investment advice platform. Okay, do we understand this? All right, but what I do say to them is I said, you got to understand stock market investing is not a 1 week, 2 week, 6 month, 1 year process. It's not. You can't evaluate an investment based on what you see after 9 months. You can't do that. That's not going to give you the information that you need. Most investments, like, so for example, when I give you profit alerts or when we do things in the Black Business School, like in the Black Stock Market Program, I have a list of what I call what Dr. Boyce is buying. Well, these are companies that you have to hold them at least 5 to 10 years to really know what they're actually going to do. And so generally speaking, when you invest, you have to have investor vision. Investor vision is a little bit different from what you see in society. In society, you have a lot of instant gratification. You have a lot of people that sort of they think that if I buy something today, I'm going to have money to next week. No, you may have to watch the value drop a little bit. You have to, but if you've done your due diligence and you believe in the company, then that's one of the companies you own. But then the other aspect of investing that people often forget is that you're supposed to be invested in multiple spaces. If you're ever invested in a way where one bad investment can ruin you, that means you did not properly invest. You should never be invested in such a way where one company going bad just ruins everything for you. If that's how you feel, if you say, gosh, Tesla went down and I lost everything, or I'm poor, I'm broke now because Tesla's struggling, that means you didn't invest properly. You shouldn't have 60% of your money in Tesla. And a lot of people will do that and they think, oh, I'm invested. I'm invested. It's like, yeah, you're invested, but not in a healthy way. That's not healthy investing. Putting money out there into something, hoping that the value goes up is not the same as investing. That's what that because you could go to the casino and say, I put all my money on black at the roulette wheel and I'm investing now. No, you're not investing. You're gambling. That's called gambling. And so ultimately what I would say to you is just invest safely, but everybody has to invest. It's not, I mean, again, well, how about this? I was going to say it's not optional now, but I guess it always is. The problem is that the consequences of not participating in the economy in that way are bigger than they've ever been. So I would argue this, given that in the Black Business School, our Black core of three is really simple. We believe Black people should educate our own children, create our own jobs, and support Black-owned businesses. Given that you're educating your own children, even when they come home from school, I'm not saying don't send them to school. I'm saying educate our own children. So when you're educating your own children, I think investing should probably be the first thing that you teach them. Because, but then really remember what you're doing is you're teaching them to manage assets that you're going to help them build. And we have a model. It's the KID model. This is a model that would remove all poverty in the black community if everybody listened. The only reason it won't do it is because everybody ain't gonna listen. People will listen to rappers and basketball players and ignorant people on the internet before they listen to a finance professor, because there are simply people out here who have no respect for scholars. They literally will listen to a rapper with 12 babies mamas before they'll listen to somebody like me. I don't know why. Maybe they hated school. Maybe professors scare them. I have no idea, but I don't talk to those people. I don't have any. If they listen, I'll talk. But if they don't want to listen, that's fine. Go listen to your favorite rapper and see what he can tell you about finance, right? Good luck to that. But what I'm saying to you is that the solutions are there. The solutions are there. The solutions are clear. It's not complicated, people. This is not complicated. It's very, very, very simple. So when I see this study that says, okay, the average American, half of American families can only afford a $400 car note. The average new car note is $730. Well, number one, I'm gonna say this when it comes to cars. My wife and I never buy new cars. We never buy new cars. We buy cars that are 3 years old, by the way, in case you're wondering what we do with our money. We could probably afford a new car, but then I also think, well, that extra $200 or $300 in the car note, I could probably do something else with that money. I could buy stock with that money. That's what I do with extra money. I buy stock and stuff like that. The other thing is that when you're talking about the impact that investing has on your life, and let's talk specifically about your kids and grandkids. What that does is that if you do those basic things now and you're consistent with it, but you have to be consistent over like a 20-year period. I'm not talking about like 8 months or 3 years or my, okay, I got a 15-year-old and I invested it for him for 3 years. That can help for sure. That's going to make a difference. But where compound interest really kicks in and accelerates is once you get past a certain critical mass and the momentum, you get this thing called almost like a type of financial momentum that develops after a few years, where then you really start to see the results. In a way, you could think of it like, mathematically speaking, the way investments grow is like if you're pushing, imagine if you're pushing your car, right? If you're pushing your car and you're trying to get it, over off of a hill. At first, it's really, really hard to push that car. It's extremely difficult to push that car, but eventually, you keep pushing, and it moves faster and faster. And then, as you get over the hill, suddenly gravity takes over. And once gravity takes over, the car is flying down the hill, and you can't even stop the car. It's growing that fast. That's called convexity. Convexity is what makes that's what makes stock prices rise. That's what makes compound interest accelerate wealth. That's what makes people so insanely wealthy that you're sitting there wondering, like, how in the hell did they get that much money? Well, because if you look mathematically, this is all I see things in mathematical terms. Mathematically, what you're doing, if you're working and you're trying to make money as a laborer and you're trading hours of your life for dollar bills, you're doing what is called a linear wealth plan, right? The li linear means that it's like a straight line, right? Linear is like if I'm driving a car and I'm driving 50 miles an hour, and I say, okay, after I drive 10 hours, I'm gonna drive 500 miles. After 100 hours, I'll drive 5,000 miles. That's what linearity is. Linearity is not as powerful as convexity. Convexity would say, okay, the first 10 miles, I'm gonna go 50 miles an hour. But the next 10 miles, I'll go 55. The next 10 miles, I'll go 60. Then I'll go 70. Then I'll go 80. Then I'll go 90. And the longer I drive, do you understand? Let me know if you're following this. The longer I drive, the faster I go, right? So after I've been driving for, 30 hours, I'm going 800 miles an hour. That's what money does. That's how money grows. So when you don't even get onto the financial highway of America, when you just sit on the sidelines, or you just, are working your way to wealth and not or trying to save your way to wealth, you're really missing out on all that convexity, because you've traded in convexity for linearity. You've traded mathematical power for something that is very that really is heavily dependent on your power. It's like if I'm compare pushing that car down the hill and how fast that car's going. Imagine if instead I was just pedaling a bike and I'm on a flat surface. If I don't pedal, that bike doesn't move. There's no point where I can just stop pedaling and the bike will take over. But whereas if I was going down a hill on that bike, then I might pedal really hard in the beginning, but then I don't have to pedal anymore because the bike is flying on its own momentum. That's how money's supposed to go. Money, so there we go. Parabolic, Marcus. That's a great, another great term. Convexity, parabolic. It's all in the same family of mathematics. It's all basically these. Remember those equations that look like that? Like that's how money goes. Money just it stays pretty flat, then it goes, right? And that's what you want. Whereas your wages is kind of, it kind of looks like that, and that linear thing is hard. It's really hard. It's not even. Is it hard? But it's just almost impossible, actually. It's very impossible. It's quite impossible to, if you look at that example with the car, if I'm driving 50 miles an hour consistently, it's very hard for me to keep up with you if you're driving 5 miles an hour faster every 10 hours. In fact, it's impossible for me to keep up with you. And the crazy part is that even if I start before you and I leave 3 hours ahead of you, it doesn't take you that long to catch up with me, and then once you catch up with me, you'll pass me and leave me behind, right? So the wealth problem in the Black community, the racial wealth gap, it isn't just about the fact that other people have more money than us. It's the fact that their money is growing faster than our money. So the gap is getting wider. Do you understand? So the gap's not shrinking. A lot of people think that the shrink, or sorry, that the gap is shrinking because time has passed. Like, well, we were driving at a certain pace before, and now we're not driving at that pace anymore. Or better yet, we were driving at that pace before, and we've been driving for 12 hours. So because we've been driving for 12 hours, of course we're closer than the other person. But if you're driving a Toyota and they're driving a race car, and the race car is going faster every hour, you're not catching up with them. You're actually getting further behind. And then here's the other crazy part. Not only are we driving slower than wealth builders if we do things the old-fashioned way, but some people are actually driving backward. So imagine if you're literally driving backward, and you really think that because you've been driving backward for a really long time that you're going to catch up in the race. No, there is no rule of economic physics that says you should catch up in the race just because you've been racing for a really long time. Do you understand what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Right? So I really want you to understand the nature of the gap and how to kind of process this, and simple habits that you can adjust that are going to fix this, and then also cultural adjustments that can be made in your family that will make sure that your kids don't get caught up in the mess. Right? I don't want these stories about the struggles of American people to necessarily be your child's story. Right, some of us are going through that story now. Some of us see it, right? So I'm not, if you're in that category, I'm not making fun of you. I applaud you for being committed to making the adjustments that you need to make. I applaud that 100%. We all start somewhere. We all do, right? But then it's kind of like, okay, so what does this look like, 15, 20 years from now, right? What does this look like, in the future? What does this look like when, what does this look like when my kids are 35-year-olds? I think that that's something that's very much in our control, and I want you to kind of think about that. Okay. All right. So we're going to go ahead and finish up for today. But what I want to mention really quickly is that if you want a copy of my book, The 10 Commandments of Black Economic Power, you can go to drboycebooks.com. Also at drboycebooks.com, I don't know if you guys know, but we have a really cool Black Wealth apparel section where you can actually take a look at some of the cool t-shirts and stuff like that that we have if you are into the whole Black Wealth thing. I kind of think Black wealth needs to be the new black. And so we've got cool shirts like generational wealth and millionaire loading and stuff like that. So feel free to go to drboycebooks.com and see if you see anything that reflects your style or something that might be of interest to you. And also we have if you want something to help you with your investing, on Tuesday we are going to do an event. I'm calling it First Share of Stock, but actually, even if it's not your first share of stock, if you are a beginner with investing, this will be for you. Now, members of the Black Stock Market Program get in free. So if you'd like to just try the Black Stock Market Program for $1, you can visit theblackstockmarketprogram.com. That's theblackstockmarketprogram.com. Also, if you text the word stock to 87948, I will send you a link to join us on Tuesday. All right. So let's see here. Someone says, how long does a charge take? I don't know. I'm sorry, I don't know what that question is. So I apologize for not understanding what you mean by that. But anyway, I hope you guys have a great day. And actually, did you guys have any questions really quick before we bounce up? If you have a couple of questions, let's do 5 questions before we go, because we don't normally do questions in our financial consciousness training. Make sure you're on the text list so you can get notified when we meet up. You can text the word morning, MORNING, to 87948, and I'll invite you in. But you know, serious people only. Like, just don't come in here messing with people and stuff, because I don't like that type of thing. All right, so okay, so I don't see any questions for today, so maybe save some for next time. Oh, what's the name of the stock you gave on Friday? You know what, let me put the question in the Q&A section. Oh, you did have a question, you did put a question there. All right, so let me find a stock for you guys real quick, because someone asked for a stock. So let me see here. We have something in the Black Stock Market program called What Dr. Boyce Is Buying, and what I'm going to do today is I'll put together a list of 5 stocks that I like, and I'll text that out to you guys when it's ready. All right, so let me see here. As I answer your question, I'll let this open up while I answer your questions. Let's see. Sharon says, hey, Doc, will there be a recording on how to buy your first share of stock? I can't watch it live. Yes. When you sign up and join us on Tuesday, you don't have to be there. If you're not there, the recording is yours for life. You can share that with your family, and it's yours. I mean, it's just like buying a book or something, and you can share that with anybody in your family that you that is interested in learning this kind of thing. Oh, there we go. That's the ticker. It was Viking Therapeutics. The ticker symbol is VKTX. VKTX. So I bought Viking Therapeutics. Again, not investment advice. This is just what I did. All right. Daryl says, to bring family to the beginning of stock class, will we need to be in the same room, or can we share the link after the purchase? Go ahead and share the link. That's fine. As long as we live on the honor system in the Black Business School. So I assume you'll be honorable and respect, you know, the platform. But yeah, if you want to share it with your cousin or something like that, bring them on in. Derek says, right now I only own stocks, but I plan to own real estate. Should I set up a trust instead of an LLC? I think either one of them could work. I would really, that's more of a question for like an attorney, I guess, in terms of which one would be better for what you're trying to do. But both of them are vehicles that can actually give you certain protections. LLCs give you that limited liability, of course, and then a trust also is like an entity that has certain rights and privileges and rules and things like that. So I think both of them could accomplish that same goal. Like, both of those things could own assets. Let's see. Antoinette, good morning, Dr. Boyce. I have a rollover IRA. Can I sell options with that money? I know people that do. So you might have to talk to the people that manage that IRA for you, and that can give you more insight into that. Dominique says, I would like to speak to an actual person, ask more questions about the courses. Yes, you can. I sent an email with my phone number. Could you give me a phone number? We don't have a phone number you can call with the Black Business School, Dominique, just because we're a small business. And now when we get more support from the community, we can hire, you know, people to do a lot more stuff. But we have to operate on a shoestring budget. But we do have a support team that is available 24 hours a day. And if you send an email, they will respond to you within 24 hours. And if you ask them to call you, then there can be someone that can reach out and make a phone call. We just ask that you be respectful of their time, just because they have a lot of work that they have to do. But anyway, the email address is support@theblackbusinessschool.com. support@theblackbusinessschool.com. Yeah, thank you, Tracy, for saying that. Yeah, they do respond. Yeah, they're on it. We have support team meetings every week, and I want to make sure that they do what we're seeking to do as an institution. How do I gift a stock to someone? If you Google that, there is a company that allows you to gift stocks to other people. Also, your brokerage, if whatever brokerage you're with, maybe reach out to their support and just say, I want to give the stock to someone else. And different companies will have a different procedure for that. Eric, what are your thoughts on investing in lithium? I think lithium is okay. I have no problem with that. I invested a lot recently in uranium and copper. URA is one ticker symbol of a uranium ETF that I just bought, because nuclear power is going to be in high demand in the future. Kathy, I'm new and not sure how to start. Okay, start with try blackwealthmasterplan.com. That's free. That's the $5 a day plan, blackwealthmasterplan.com. Also, if you go to theblackbusinessschool.com, theblackbusinessschool.com, you'll get, you know, things from us where we'll invite you into things. Some things are free, some things we can't do for free. free. But we do have a lot of free stuff as well if your budget's tight. So don't ever think that you can't participate in the Black Business School if the budget's tight. We have something for everybody. But you know, things like the Prime program, which is very effective, by the way, it's been very extremely effective for those that have a little bit of capital to invest for themselves and are looking to make extra income. Like, that's really been extremely successful. So if you want to take a look at the Prime program, just go to drboyceprime.com, drboyceprime.com. And Prime stands for Passive Recurring Income Machine. And it's where I basically show my students what I'm doing when it comes to making my money selling stock options. That's where I make most of my money, selling stock options. You mentioned the KID method. What is that? The KID method is for our Black Millionaires of Tomorrow program, which is our Black Business School for Children. The KID method stands for Knowledge, Investment, and Discipline. Knowledge, Investment, and Discipline. This is a model that I thought about when I was on the faculty at Syracuse University, where I was sitting there and I was thinking about all my students and how we have, I was sitting there and I was teaching all these kids from wealthy families, you know, white families, Asian families, Jewish families, and a lot of them are going to Wall Street and making all this money. And the truth is, a lot of them weren't that smart. They weren't any smarter than a lot of our kids. And I remember thinking to myself, what if we taught this to our people, right? That's where I kind of came with thoughts about having things like the Black Business School and the Black Wealth Bootcamp. And I said, how do I do that? And I was thinking, okay, maybe the internet can help me do that. But then I said, well, I'm not really a person that buys into things like equality. Equality is not a big deal for me. I'm not trying to be equal to anything. Like, what are you trying to be equal to? Like, you know, I'm not a better man because I become equal to a white man. Maybe I'm supposed to be the leader. Maybe I have something that he doesn't have, right? We don't think about that, right? So equality doesn't matter to me as much as winning. I like to win. I like to succeed. I like to get on top of things. So my approach was, I said, okay, what if we trained our kids on economics at the same level that we train them on basketball, football, and rapping, right? We're the best basketball players, best rappers, best twerkers, best football, you know, like we're great at sports. And the reason we're great at these things is because they're part of our culture. They're things that you're taught and introduced to at an early age, right? So that's what led me to say, okay, let's create something where we're going to make a 20-year plan for these kids so that they aren't out here struggling. They're ready. They're prepared to kick butt, take names, all that. So that's where the Black Millionaires of Tomorrow program came from. And that's where we train kids on real estate, stock market ownership, entrepreneurship, crypto, everything else. There are little certification exams. They can get a little degree, like almost like a little baby bachelor's degree they can put on their wall so that they can, it boosts their self-esteem. It also, it's not hard for me to make an 8-year-old or to train an 8-year-old to know more about finances than most college educated adults. Not most adults. Most adults in America are not that financially literate. I'm talking about most college educated adults. I'm talking about adults that have master's degrees. So the KID model is one of the proprietary models that this is trademarked. We have a trademark attorney named Takora who protects us from all this stuff. And it's a trademark model based on what it takes to make a kid ready economically to be very successful. So the K stands for knowledge. You give your child knowledge. You make sure they have training and special skills at an early age. Investment means you're giving them capital to work with, right? It doesn't, it stinks to be good at something and have nothing to work with. You know, it's like I would be a great husband, but I have I don't have a wife, or I'm a great driver, but I don't have a car. That's what it feels like to be smart when it comes to economics and not have any money to practice with, right? So you give them the economics, because if you don't, what will happen is that somebody else is going to suck them into corporate slavery and use their skill for their purposes and their benefit. They're going to say, I've got capital, I've got a business, come work for me and manage my capital and make my family wealthy with all the genius that you have. And that's what happens to our best and brightest, is they get sucked into other people's institutions and other people's agendas and other people's purposes instead of pursuing the purpose that they should have for themselves. So investment's important. And then discipline is extremely important, because that's when you have to confront some of the cultural norms that are anti-wealth. A lot of anti-wealth cultural values are pushed heavily in the community that are extremely destructive, extremely harmful. And it's so sad, because it's like somebody pouring spoiled milk all over the kitchen floor and then complaining that the kitchen stinks. You know, but you just poured all this spoiled milk on the kitchen floor. You just did this. You created the problem, and now you're complaining about the problem. Well, maybe you wouldn't have a problem to complain about if you didn't create the problem in the first place. So we create the problem when we don't prepare, and then we complain about the problem. We say, "Oh, it's so hard to be black." Well, of course it is, because you make it hard. You're determined for it to be hard. It doesn't have to be hard. So discipline goes into a lot of areas, and that's part of what we do there, right? We have other models like poise, producer, owner, investor, saver, entrepreneur. What was another one? Sturdy, building sturdy children, STERDY, systems, technology, entrepreneurship, relationship management, and delegation for youth. And these are models that teach our kids to be economic superstars, like literally economic champions at the highest level, where they're built to be captains of industry. A lot of people think that being really wealthy and successful is just about luck and somebody giving you a bunch of stuff. It's mindset. It's mindset. If you come in thinking like the boss, then you will eventually be the boss of something. If you come in thinking like a subordinate, then it doesn't matter. Somebody can make you the boss, but eventually you're going to lose your position because your mindset wasn't right when you walked through the door. So anyway, if anybody wants to take a look at that program, feel free to go to blackmillionairesoftomorrow.com. That's blackmillionairesoftomorrow.com. We also have financial flashcards for kids. You can find those at drboycebooks.com. Just look up the word flashcards. We also have workbooks. We spent years working with black educators to create a series of economic workbooks that cover all the areas of finances and everything. So we've got everything that we need. We don't need white people to educate us. We have the best educators on the planet. We're the best on earth at what we do, period. There's nobody out there doing it, what we're doing the way we're doing it, at the level that we're doing it. And that's why we were able to change the culture. When I first left Syracuse and started talking about black wealth, even when I was at Syracuse, nobody was doing this. Nobody was talking about this. None of this really existed. There were people like Dr. Claude Anderson, but for the most part, it wasn't part of pop culture like it is now. But we've done it. We've talked to tens of millions of people, and now economics is deeply embedded into the consciousness of the black community. Now that it's there in the consciousness, the next step is we have to learn how to do it right. We also have to understand that it is a long-term plan. When I started this in 2013, I made a 60-year plan called Project 2070. It wasn't 60, sorry, it was more like 57 years to be precise. But I said, no, Project 2070. We got to think about where we're going to be in the year 2070. And that's hard to see because you're not talking about your life or even your kids' lives. You're really talking about your grandkids. That's what I'm talking about. It's got to be a long-term plan. But if you have a long-term plan and you execute properly, you can control the world. I want to control the world. And I believe we can control the world. The Jewish community has already done a lot of this. Their power is enormous relative to their percentage in the population. We're smarter than them. I train their kids. I know a lot of what they know. I just want us to execute. So if we execute, we will win. We will succeed. We're supposed to be the best. Anyway, let me keep going. Sorry. All right. Are we going to do another digital financial slumber party again? Great question, Sharif. I saw that on a list of things we've done before. Like one time we did a financial slumber party where we all got up at like midnight and had our pajamas on and had popcorn and like did financial stuff at like 1 o'clock in the morning. And so, yeah, that'll be fun. We'll do a financial slumber party at some point. So if y'all agree to show up, then I'll do one. All right. So next, let's see here. Travis said, came in late overall. What was the topic today? Travis, we started off talking about the fact that car notes are half of all Americans can only afford a $400 car note, which is a problem because the average new car note is $730 and the average used car note is over $500. So that is kind of weird, right? And it kind of says America is becoming this country of haves and have nots. And I think that as the world adjusts, you have to adjust with it. And we've talked about how your kids can be prepared to deal with the economy in a different way, right? To understand that that group economics is better than solo economics. And I want you to kind of approach things in that way, as opposed to doing what I think, I don't know who wants us to do this, but everybody's so individualistic. And I just think that that's just a bad habit to get into because it's really, really hard to succeed as an individual in this society. All right, so let's see. Felicia Criswell, you may have answered it. Is there a discount for how to buy your first share stock for Prime students? You know what? There was a 48-hour discount. I don't know if the discount's still there. I think that discount ended. If you're a Prime member, If you're a Prime member, email support at theblackbusinessschool.com and see if they can hook you up. Prime members do get special treatment in a lot of areas. So we'll do our best. We'll work with you. If your money's tight, we can work with you. So email support at theblackbusinessschool.com. And if you tell them you're a Prime member, they'll take care of you. All right. So Deidre, how can I find the $5 a day plan for my children? It's at blackwealthmasterplan.com. That's blackwealthmasterplan.com. What are the numbers for Mara for $5,000? What are the numbers for Mara for $5,000? I'm sorry, Kim, you got to explain that question a little bit better. I apologize. I don't quite understand it. But if you rewrite it and put it in there again, I don't know what you mean. The numbers for Mara for $5,000, I'm not sure what that means exactly. Let's see, Eric, what are your thoughts about investing in lithium? Well, I think we mentioned that earlier. I like copper, lithium. I like uranium, stuff like that. Ricky, how much would one need to start buying stock? You can start buying stock. You can buy stock with $5 in 5 minutes. So I say start where you are. There you go. Will you please provide the text links again? Yeah, here's the link to the event coming up. The first share stock event, that's in the chat. And also I'll text it out. If you want to be on the text list, make sure you're on the text list for Monday in the Morning. Just text the word morning to 87948. If you text morning to 87948, I'll send it to you. And also you get invitations to Monday in the Morning. By the way, if you want the archives for all the Monday in the Morning sessions that we've done, they're available for a small fee, lifetime access at drboycedaily.com, drboycedaily.com. And we've probably done, it's April. We started January 1st. So that's January, February, March, April. So probably over 120 lectures on finance that you can find there. And you can share that with your family. You get lifetime access. So feel free to go to drboycedaily.com. All right, so let's see here. And if you get stuck, just email the support team. They can find it for you. All right, what do we buy stocks outside of Cash App? You got E-Trade. Charles Schwab, Fidelity, Robinhood. Stash, Acorn. There's so much out there. Mari Wilson says, how much capital base is needed to do stock options? If you're selling stock options, it's easier to do it if you have at least $5,000 to $10,000 in a capital base. If you are a person that maybe has access to a HELOC or maybe some money sitting in an investment account that isn't doing anything, and you can get a number that's like 50 or more, that really works. That, like, you can quit your job with a capital base like that. Again, not investing advice, not me telling you what to do, but I've seen it happen. I sat with a student. There's nothing more fun for me than to sit with somebody who's got access to $50,000 to $100,000 in investable capital and showing them exactly what I do with my portfolio, and then watching their face when they realize they can make an extra, you know, $100,000 a year or $70,000 a year or whatever, literally with money that was already sitting there. This is not hocus pocus. This is very real. So feel free to go to drboycedaily.com if you want to take a look. This is really good stuff. And the key idea, though, is it's really about not just knowing where the money is, but also risk management. So in a way, I think of it like going to find money in the jungle. If you find money in the jungle and you have never been to the jungle, it's better to work with a guide that can take you to where the money's at and also help you minimize the risk and let you know, okay, these are some areas you have to avoid. These are areas that you can go to, but you have to bring your gun. And these are areas are pretty safe. And then kind of knowing how to adjust based on the conditions. So like being in the jungle when it's raining might be different from being in the jungle when it's hot, right? Or being in the jungle during mating season when the elephants are all mating with each other might be different from being there during another season when the giraffes are all, you know, fighting or whatever, right? So it's kind of like that's the part that sort of gets a little bit interesting, right? Because remember, investing always involves risk. There's a lot of risk that is always present. It never goes away. If you invest, just know that there are going to be times where you're not making as much money as you thought you might have made. Investors do not automatically make money. But what investing does is it positions you so that if good things are happening, you'll be right there in the middle of it and be able to really benefit from it in an extraordinary way. And so I like selling stock options because it's a very conservative way to generate something that was really important for me, which was to make money without having to keep working for it. So when I really dug into it, and I literally was using stuff that I'd known since my PhD program, I dug into it and I was like, oh, well, you know what, babe, instead of us putting an extra X amount of dollars into this property when we want to buy, let's look over here. If we buy, so many shares of 1,000 shares of Meta stock, we can make $3,000 or $4,000 a week selling the options on that stock, and we don't have to do any work, right? And what that does is it's not just a matter of making the money. Making the money is only the first part of investing. Making the money is only the first part. The bigger part is making money in a way that's consistent with the other parts of your life that matter more than money, right? So if you can make money in a way that's consistent with the amount of work that you want to do, or the amount of stress you want to have, or just the things that you want to be paying attention to, so for example, I don't like to make money in areas that either feel uncomfortable, unethical, or stressful. I don't care. You can offer me another $10 million to do something stupid. If I think it's dumb or a waste of time, or it gets on my nerves, I don't want to participate. You keep the money, right? But not everybody thinks that way. For some people, they'll do anything for money, right? And I just don't feel that way. It's not comfortable for me. So you have to figure out what works for you and what stage in life you're at, right? So when you're in your 20s, you're like hustle grind mode. You're willing to just stay up all night, miss sleep, and all that because you don't care about that stuff when you're 25 years old. But you get about 35, 45, 55, you're like, God, even if you're successful, your quality of life can still be low. I know a lot of high-paid attorneys who make $500 an hour, who have an endless stream of clients, who can go on vacation anywhere in the world anytime they want, and their lives are really miserable. And a lot of times it's miserable because America, unfortunately, in our obsession with capitalism, we create this singular focus on how much money you make. And we assume that if somebody's making a lot of money, oh, well, of course you're happy. Look at how much money you have. People who talk like that honestly have never really been in a space where you've had like enough money, they because and the reason I say that is because when you don't have it, it seems like, okay, this is the one thing that'll solve all my problems. If I just get more money, then everything will be better. But then you get more money and everything's not better. Like Deion Sanders had all the money in the world. He was world famous. He had all the women. He had all the fame. He was super talented, but he wanted to kill himself. Like, why would you be suicidal if you have all this stuff going on for you? Well, because he learned that there are things more important than money. And that's when he became more spiritual and more conscious. In his perspective, for him, consciousness was more related, maybe linked to his Christianity and stuff like that. But this is what I encourage you to consider, right? So make the money. Money is a tool. Money is a tool that is supposed to open unlock the possibilities in all the areas of your life that are more valuable than money. Like spending time with your kids should definitely be more important than making another dollar, right? So if you get to the point, for example, in life where you say, I made enough dollars, but I have a shortage of time that I put into my son, and he's going to get older and forget all about me. I need to go ahead and catch up on that. I'm at a deficit in that. Then that's how I think you want to think about your investing strategy. I encourage you to consider that. All right. So what's the text number again to get information? I don't know which text number you're referring to, Sheila, but if you text the word stock to the number 87948, so write down that number 87948, and that's usually what I'll do is I'll give you a text word that links to that number 87948. So if you text the word stock to 87948, that's where you get the profit alerts. I'll also this afternoon send another link to join us on Tuesday for the event on how to buy your first share of stock or stock market investing for beginners. All right, so Agnes, is whole life insurance better than just putting money in the stock market? I don't think so, but some people do. Whole life insurance isn't terrible though. Whole life insurance to me is better than nothing. That's how I look at it. It's better than nothing. Really, I mean, almost everything's better than nothing, right? Except for bad invest. Really bad investing is worse than nothing, right? So a lot of people do nothing because they tried investing and they did it badly, or whoever told them what to do, they told them the wrong thing. So they got traumatized. And financial trauma is a real thing. My wife wrote a whole book about it. Her workbook on financial trauma is at drboycebooks.com if you want to take a look at that. So they get traumatized. And once they get traumatized, they just walk away and they say, I'm never doing it again. It reminds me of like Raisin in the Sun when they inherited all that life insurance money because the husband had worked his whole life, and the son thought he was an investor, and he took all the money and put it into Willie's liquor store and lost it all. And then so people go through these traumas, and then they say, that's why I don't invest, or that's why I'm not putting money in the stock market, because I don't want that to happen to me. And I understand that. What is a good book for my teenage son? Rich dad, poor dad, I'd say. Elaine, when dealerships contact auto owners to purchase your vehicle, is that a sign to keep the vehicle or sell due to economic conditions? I think it depends on your perspective. I've had people offer to buy our cars. We didn't sell just because we didn't need. We didn't. We like our cars, and we didn't need the money. But used cars were in heavy demand, and I guess if you need the money, then I guess that would be a good thing, right? Kathy, I don't know what to log into e or even start a name. May I have some help? Yes. Right now, Kathy, email support at theblackbusinessschool.com, support at theblackbusinessschool.com. They will show you everything you need to see, and they're very patient and very, very helpful. We have a great support team. Angel, what encouragement can you give today to those of us who haven't even started? Don't be scared. Don't overthink it. Remember the story I told you about the monkeys. They trained monkeys how to invest, and the monkeys made money. So it's not hard to invest, actually, if you don't overthink it. If you overthink it, then it's going to cause you some problems. Don't overthink it. Just jump in. Go to you can start with blackwealthmasterplan.com. That's the $5 a day plan. Or you can join us on Tuesday. I will walk you step by step through the process, tell you everything you need to know. It's so clear that you could literally do the class on Tuesday, the $99 class, and never do another class ever again in investing and have more money than 90% of all Americans within a decade or two. Like, that's how straightforward it is. It's not, the world of finance is very complex. There's a lot of information, lots of definitions, lots of terminology and mathematics behind it. But the beauty of it is that all that stuff gets collapsed and sank into one simple thing. Think of it like looking at the Earth from space. If you look at the Earth from space, it looks simple. If you move far enough away, it looks like a little dot. It's just this little dot in space. That's all it is, right? But that little dot is a very complex little dot. If you start looking at it with a microscope, you'll find that there's thousands of creatures and all kinds of stuff, weather systems and all kinds of physics and everything that's kind of making that little dot operate, right? It's a very complex thing. So if you want to understand earth sciences, you can study that for 100 years and still not know everything there is to know. Do you understand? It could be very complicated if you want it to be that way. But if you back up, it can just be like this little dot. It's this little dot that's right there in space, right? So with finance, there are all these complicated ideas, very deep, ugly stuff. I can show you math equations that would make your head spin and scare you to half to death, but it can be simplified, you know? Like little things like there's be these beautiful little theories, like what they call the random walk hypothesis, where they went through all the studies and realized, oh, wait, so individual stocks move like a random walk because all the information that is to be had about that stock is incorporated in the price already. And then are things like the efficient markets hypothesis. The efficient markets hypothesis is what they were, and the random walk theory is what they were testing when they taught monkeys how to invest. So they realized, they said, okay, so with this theory, we can condense. Pay attention now. This is where I have to give them credit. This is where I have to give the scholars credit. I mean, when you got a bunch of super smart, genius level people sitting around obsessing over a problem for a long time, you get really interesting things. So they found that all this complex stuff with the stock market can be condensed to be made so simple that even a monkey could do it. A monkey can make money. So if a monkey can make money, I'm sure as hell no, you can't. But if you allow things like fear or overthinking it or feeling like you have to understand every little piece of it to cause you to keep you from moving forward, then none of this will be yours. None of this will happen for you. Okay. So my job, number one job, is to help you get over the fear, get you to do some safe investing and to be consistent, and also to get over bad culture. There are so many people that I believe fill our brains up with bad, useless, worthless information. Look at what people are doing when they get on the internet. They're spending all their time consuming information that isn't going to make their lives better, that bad financial advice from people that know, that never have never even taken a finance class. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say to that. It's okay. Keep doing that. See how that works out for you. All right, so let's see. You want income from Marathon with options. Okay. So you want to figure out how many shares of Marathon you'd have to own in order to make $5,000. Well, let's just say it like this. Let's say you sell your Marathon options for a dollar per week, right? Which I don't think that's the question for Marathon. I don't know what the price is right now. Then you'd have to have 5,000 shares. I mean, it's that simple, right? 5,000 shares times $1. You sell your options just like you sell eggs or shares of, or pairs of shoes. So if every unit is $1 and you got 5,000 units, then you make $5,000 a week. So the question then would become, how much does it cost me to get 5,000 shares of Marathon and then still also make sure that I protect my portfolio, right? And we talk about ways to protect. If you log into drboyceprime.com, there's ways to protect. But so if Marathon costs $20 a share, 5,000 shares will cost you $100,000. With margin, maybe you can buy that for like 60,000 or 55,000, right? So you put out that capital, 55, 60,000, you put out some more capital for your protection, for your insurance. So you put out a total of $75,000, and now you're making $5,000 a week, which is pretty good, right? $5,000 a week is $250,000 a year. I've seen people do this. It's not really rocket science. People just don't believe it, but you can go look in your phone and you'll see these are real numbers, right? I don't know if Marathon options sell for $1 though. They might sell for like 75 cents or 50 cents, but it depends on what strike price you pick. So there's some variables there. All right, so let's see. Travis, as a Prime member, is it okay to share the content across other social media platforms with our affiliate link and share? That is a proper way to credit you. Yeah, just within boundaries, right? Just if you're respectful with it, and that's fine. I don't usually give people a hard time about sharing stuff. I think you know the boundaries of what's respectful and what's not. But yeah, I think, and there is the affiliate link. If you're not sure how to be an affiliate, and tell people, if you again, only if you believe in what we're doing. If you're trying it and you love it, then we do have affiliate links where you can actually get a cut of the revenue if someone signs up. But again, I only want you to mention stuff that you actually believe in that's really benefited you. But if you're not sure where to find that, just email support@theblackbusinessschool.com. That's support@theblackbusinessschool.com. They can show it to you. Let's see. Kamisha says, are stocks under $10 great to earn income and cover call options? We do have, if you log into drboyceprime.com, there is a list of Dr. Boyce moneymakers, and I do have some that are under $10. So there are some that can earn income. Kathy, yes, it's very tight. I need help. Okay. All right. So yeah, email the support team, Kathy. They can take care of you. If you join the Black Business School, do you have access to everything? Not right away, Sharonda. No, there is a fee for certain things. If you want something that's more comprehensive where you get access to a lot of things at once, again, email the support team. They can take care of you. Kamisha says, part A of my question, okay, from the stocks under $10, you send us all these. Okay, you already asked that question. All right, great. Let's see. Agnes, okay, she asked about whole life insurance. We already did that. Okay. Are you invested in REITs? Asked Pat. Yes. REITs are a great way to get into real estate. You don't actually have to buy real estate to be in real estate. You do know that, right? You don't actually have to go and buy, you don't have to go to the bank and fill out a bunch of papers and all that. You can actually just buy shares of a real estate investment trust and get exposure to real estate. What was the text number again? It's 87948, 87948. So you can text the word stock to 87948. I'll send you the profit alerts and stuff like that. Or if you text morning to 87948, you can do both if you want to. You'll get invitations to our morning class. Just know though, if you're on multiple text lists, you might hear from me a lot. So just be prepared for that. So I'll be kind of like your bestie that's in your phone every day. I hope that's okay. I promise I'll be sending you things that add value to your life. And also know that if you don't answer the text for a while, then it takes you off the list automatically. So you may want to click on stuff periodically to make sure you remain on the list. All right, so let's see here. Alicia, I have 15, 16, 17, 18, and 19-year-olds. What should I buy for them? You can start with S&P 500 funds. If you go to blackwealthmasterplan.com, that'll get you started. blackwealthmasterplan.com. Okay, a couple more questions, and then we're going to bounce on out. But wow, you guys have a lot of questions. Okay, so we'll do this. We'll start doing this like once a week or something. Calvin, what are your thoughts on investing in Africa? I think it's great. I actually had a list of companies you can invest in to get exposure to Africa. I don't know if I have that list. I'm gonna try to find it, and I can share it with you guys. But yeah, Africa's big. Africa and India are two of the places that are just booming economically. And actually, I'm gonna make a list of things you can invest in to get exposure to India. I've been meaning to do that. I just hadn't had a chance to finish that yet. But yeah, I'm gonna try to find the list of African companies that you can invest into. And I'll tell you, China, I think part of the reason that China is able to do so well right now in the EV space is because of their extensive investments in Africa. I think that all that ownership of land and property and resources that they're engaged in Africa is part of the reason why they're taking over the EV space the way they are. I'm not sure 100%, but that's what I'm kind of guessing. So let me see here. Let me see if I can find the list of Africa stuff. I'll give you that. Here we go. Here's the link. All right. So I'm gonna put this link in the chat. Right now, let me give me a second, guys. And yeah, so if you have an interest in investing in companies in Africa, this is something that can help you with that. So here is the list. Okay, Derek says I'm listening to. Oh, sorry, Natasha says I'm listening to it on Audible. Oh, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. Yeah, I got that book a long time ago. It's a good book. All right, so let me see here. All right, so there we go. So there's that link to the companies in Africa. I hope that that helps you in your investing journey. Yeah, Africa and India, for the most part, what's really going on is the US and Europe and Japan and stuff like that. These are like aging countries. Like right now in the US, the boomers are getting older, and right now you're in the middle of what is considered to be the greatest wealth transfer in American history. This is a multi-trillion-dollar wealth transfer that's occurring as the boomers get older. And it's not a transfer from boomers to millennials or Gen Z people. It's a transfer mostly, a lot of it is from men to women. Because what's happened is a lot of the boomers that are married are getting old and their wives are outliving them. So this is the greatest wealth transfer to women in American history. So this is just sort of a snapshot of the economic dynamics that are taking place in America right now that you may just want to kind of think about and be aware of as you start businesses and sort of just see how things are sort of happening here. And also the other thing about Africa and India is that Africa and India are kind of having their time in the sun, mainly because their populations are very young. And also India, the most shocking statistic about India that just floored me was when I found out that half of all people in India are not even on the internet. I couldn't believe that. I was blown away when they said half of all. Think about how long it's been since half of all Americans, only half of all Americans were on the internet. That was a long time ago. That was like maybe 1998. And you think about how much economic growth has occurred since 1998 in the US, related to, the dot-com companies and all that stuff. So India still has not experienced that. And I'm curious to just see what that looks like. And I know that one thing that's happening is you're seeing, Mark Zuckerberg, he was over at the wedding of the son of an Indian billionaire. I don't have the guy's name in front of me, but he was there. And then you saw Jeff Bezos doing a tour of India and all that other stuff. So effectively, India and Africa are big an investment havens. So I put that link to the African companies in there if you guys want to take a look at that. And also, if you text the word stock to 87948, I think the list will automatically go out to you at some point as well. Sorry, so let me answer a couple more questions and then I'm going to get out of here. And I've really enjoyed talking to you. let's see, what do you know about fan-based investment? I don't know much about fan-based. I can look it up though, Garnell. Let's see, Angel, what words of encouragement can you give today for someone who's not even started? Just get started. Don't overthink it. You can do this. Just do a little bit every day. You are worthy. Your children are worthy. You are worthy. You have to prepare for your future. If you don't do it, nobody else will. So those are my words. I hope they are somewhat encouraging. Veronica, Chanel says you are to meet with her today to discuss my consult. Okay, all right, great. So I look forward to talking to Chanel today about the consult for sure. Terrence, what are your thoughts on GEO stock? I don't have it in front of me, Terrence, so I'm not able to comment on it. But I can look it up. Let's see. Can we use Tribevest for stock investing? Asked Patricia. I don't know. It's kind of weird. I should know because I invested in Tribevest. And all I know is that I invested a certain amount of money. Last time I checked, they told me my investment was four times more than what I put in. But what I hate about investments like that is that they're not liquid. So if I wanted to go get the money out, so I could impress my wife by taking her to like a fancy restaurant or something, I wouldn't be able to do that. So I'm not a big fan of illiquid investments. And now that you mentioned that, I need to go find out about that investment right now. Let's see, where's the link to the Tuesday morning stock market class? It should be in your login at theblackstockmarketprogram.com, theblackstockmarketprogram.com. But remember, on Tuesday, we're going to do a special event, how to buy your first share of stock. So all members of the Black Stock Market Program that come to the Tuesday class, you're automatically invited to that event. You can actually come for free. Last question. Do you mentor folks one-on-one? Let's see. You know what, Deirdre? I do have a limited number of one-on-ones. If you email support at theblackbusinessschool.com, they can schedule you for something like that. And also, I did actually, we do have a mastermind. We call it the Dr. Boyce Wynn Mastermind for Winners, WIN. And WIN stands for Wealth and Income Network. And I'm kind of proud of that acronym. And wealth and income, those words are important. Because the goal of the mastermind is to help you increase your asset base, increase your income, and then also network with other people that are doing the same thing. And so this is something more so you there are requirements you have to apply. And so if you'd like to apply, you can email support at theblackbusinessschool.com and they can let you sort of apply. But we can't let everybody in just because number one, it does have a higher price point. But then number two, there are capital requirements. I need to make sure every investor is qualified. I'm going to have everybody take an exam to make sure you understand what's going on. And also your capital base has to be at a certain level so that we can really do some things that are a little more advanced. Okay. All right. So last question is how much capital base do I need to start with the Prime program? You know what, Stuart? There are some people that have bigger capital bases than others. There are some people that are there to learn, right? Because in Prime, we give access to a lot of stuff, right? Access to everything you want to know about stocks, everything you want to know about options on the buy and the sell side. And then there's the Prime aspect of generating the income from the options. So to actually execute, it does help to have 5 to 10,000 that you can go where you can go buy at least 100 shares of your favorite company and start generating your income. We literally at the Stock Options Summit, I told the students, I said, I'll show you some stuff today that'll help you make money on Monday. Right? This is real stuff. This is not, you know, hocus pocus or theoretical stuff. But the thing is, making money is easier when you have a capital base, because if you don't have the capital base, then you would have to be on more so of a speculatory side. So speculation means you might make money, you might not, right? But if you have a capital base, you can easily extract income from the capital base in a safe and efficient way. So some people are there more so in the learning stage, like, okay, I'm learning, and we give you ideas on how to build your capital base up. Like there's some ways to do that. And then there's some people who say, look, I've already spent 30 years working. I've been working in this factory all this time. I've been saving and investing the whole time. I'm looking for some more efficient ways to generate income from my money so that I can quit my job or replace my income or do things with my family. So LH, yeah, you can do stuff with $13,000. That's a reasonable amount. So feel free to go take a look. See if you like it. DrBoyceProime.com. DrBoyceProime.com is the URL. All right, I'm gonna go. I've overstayed my welcome. I hope that this conversation has been beneficial to you. I hope that this has helped you. Again, if you want to get a copy of my book, The 10 Commandments of Black Economic Power, you can go to drboycebooks.com. If you want to take a look at the Prime program, you can go to drboyceprime.com. And also, if you want to get invitations to Money in the Morning, we do this every morning, 10 a.m. Eastern, every single day, 7 days a week. Just text the word morning, morning, morning. Pull out your phone, text the word morning to 87948. If you text morning to 87948, I will invite you for tomorrow. Have a good day, everybody. God bless you. I'll talk to you guys soon. Take care. Bye-bye.